This is the second three-month period in which the economy shrank at a more than 6% annual rate. The rate of decline was more than financial markets had expected. But despite that, stock prices rallied Wednesday as analysts found positive elements to the otherwise grim report. These included a slight increase in consumer spending and a replenishment of business inventories. Christina Romer is President Barack Obama's chief economist.
I'm kind of sticking with what the private forecasters are telling me. I think they're still thinking the second quarter we're absolutely going to see another fall, but it should be a fair amount smaller. And then I think most people are now saying we may bottom out, certainly in the second half of the year, maybe in the third quarter, and then by the end of the year seeing positive growth again.
Romer spoke on Bloomberg Television, which also interviewed Michael Moran, chief economist at Daiwa Securities in New York.
Consumers are going to have to take some time to repair their damaged balance sheets. With housing prices down and the equity market well down, the household sector has lost a great deal of net worth, and I think they have to rebuild that.
Moran says the economy will expand at a more than 2% rate during the second half of the year. The International Monetary Fund last week forecast that the U.S. economy would contract by 2.8% this year after expanding by about 1% last year. The U.S. recession, which began in December 2007, is the most severe since the Second World War. In an effort to pull the economy out of recession, the Obama administration has won congressional support for large increases in government spending to compensate for sagging consumer demand. In addition, the Federal Reserve, the nation's central bank, has lowered short-term interest rates to near 0% and pumped huge amounts of money into the economy. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.